May 25th, 2010. Welcome to episode 8 of the Warp Zone podcast. I'm Matt Calamir, your host. With me, as always, is Tom Price.
Glad to be here, Mr. Calamir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. And Bobby Holt.
Hello.
Hello. And with us this week, we have a guest. His name is Kenny Mahoney. He's a friend of ours from school who's into video games just as much as we are. And hello, Kenny. I'm sorry.
hello, gentlemen.
Kenny is actually an intern at Marvel Comics, which is definitely cooler than anything that we're doing this summer. I know you were trying to explain something before our Skype died the last time.
Yeah, before our technical difficulties, I was explaining the wonders of being an unpaid intern, what with making copies and editing Excel documents, but...
Okay, let's cut straight to the good stuff. Plot of Iron Man 3.
Alright, yo, so the plot of Iron Man 3. War Machine and Iron Man are flying through the air, and then, like, oh crap, we ran out of good Iron Man villains. Damn it, there are no Iron Man villains.
It's kind of like Iron Man 1 and 2, but we got a 3 on the end.
It's Iron Man.
You see, we added another Iron Man. In the first Iron Man, there was just Iron Man. And in the second Iron Man, there was Iron Man and War Machine. And now we're going to have to invent a third Iron Man.
Well, even in the first Iron Man, the bad guy was another Iron Man.
So all right, yo, shut up. Which one of us is interning at Marvel Comics? Is it me or was it you?
Maybe I should rewatch that.
Maybe you should.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Yeah. I actually didn't like Iron Man that much. I think it's because I don't like Robert Downey Jr. So that kind of hindered my enjoyment with it.
How could you not like Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah, what's not to love?
I just don't like him. I think he's a pompous asshole. He just comes off as an asshole.
That's the character of Tony Stark. Like that's why it's so perfect.
Nah, I mean I've seen him in other, like.
He's an actor.
I don't know.
That's why he's so good at being Tony Stark.
I guess so, yeah, exactly. But I mean, the first one was definitely cool to watch. But, you know, I don't know. I just don't like him. So I will, I'll boycott his movies until they come out in DVD and I can just watch them on Netflix.
I'm sure he's so hurt.
Yeah, you know, I didn't watch, what's the other one? Sherlock Holmes. I didn't watch that.
No one did.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't think Robert Downey Jr. watched Sherlock Holmes. It just looks stupid. I don't know. I'm not a big Robert Downey Jr. fan. Like, I'm trying to think of what else I've seen. I didn't really like Tropic Thunder that much, where he played a black guy.
Oh, Tropic Thunder was so good.
I thought that was hilarious.
I don't know. I guess I have a stupid sense of humor.
Clearly.
Or lack thereof.
Yeah. But, as long as you don't criticize Lost, we're A-OK here.
You know what? I actually heard that...
Shut your mouth.
You know what, I basically watched that show up into season 3, and I kind of just, like, stopped, and then, like, I made my girlfriend tell me what happened on the finale, even though I kind of called it before, which is weird.
Yeah, I think everyone called it in the first season.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Wait, what was it? I have no idea what the show was, but, like, what
was the
thing?
Oh, my God,
do you have 9 hours to spare? Because I could probably run through it.
And we can't really spoil anything yet.
Never mind.
We'll tell you off camera.
Okay.
Probably in the break when we usually do our most interesting
interesting discussions.
Yeah, it happened when we're not recording. But I've been really
trust us. That's what's going on when we're not recording.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just I was actually planning on going back to Lost like a month or two ago, and then I started watching 24, which is just awesome. I don't know if you guys watch it, but
which I also heard into had a lackluster finale as well.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm like 9 seasons behind that, so I'm like, you know what? By the time I actually get up to that, I probably won't get up to that. I'll probably lose interest. But
you probably just Wikipedia the finale.
Exactly. You know what? I thought everything took place. Like it was weird. I thought at first that show just like happened on like random days or whatever. But like I knew that it happened in 24 hours. But then my girlfriend was like, "No, it's just one long week." And I was just like, "That can't be." Like,
no, be like, really?
Yeah, no. And then
Jack Bauer kicks a lot of ass in a week.
Yeah, but I was like, when does he sleep? Like, when
he does?
Yo, when does he poop?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
he didn't eat anything. He never eats anything. Like, nothing. It's amazing.
He's the
Wait, is that true? It's really just a long-ass week?
No, it's just, like, random days. Like, I started season two last night, and it happens, like, a year after the events of the first one. But if you guys have Netflix or, like, have a friend who has it, definitely watch it.
Or can torrent
them. Or torrent it, whatever. Whatever you have to do to watch it, just watch it. It's pretty sick. although I heard the first season is the best, so...
Well, might just watch the first season, call it quits.
Exactly. But anyway, we're not here to talk about that stuff. We're here to talk about video games.
Yeah.
So we're gonna start off with what we've all been playing. This was a hectic week. Actually, the last 2 weeks have been a lot of games coming out. So we'll start with the new guy, Kenny. What you been playing?
Are you gonna make me start?
Yeah, we'll make you start.
All right, I haven't really been playing much because I've been at Marvel 4 days a week, so that kind of cuts into my gaming time.
Then, test out the new Marvel games. Are you gonna have like a hands on with like Marvel vs. Capcom 3?
I really hope so. My editor just he looked at it the other day, and I was like trying to talk to him about it so that maybe next time that it you know he gets to see it, he'll take me along. But
that would be sick.
Yeah, that would be sick. We'll see. When I can game, I've been playing a lot of the StarCraft 2 beta. I don't know if anyone has picked up the StarCraft 2 beta, either just get like you reserve it at GameStop to give you the beta. But
I've tried that.
I'm really awful at StarCraft. Like I've always been really terrible, but I just like the game. Like the game is really fun, so I've just been getting my ass handed to me on Battle.net for like every time I go on. But I still just like building stuff and seeing what I can do, which is usually get stomped really quickly. But
yeah, I'm basically in the same situation, except I can't like you know. It's okay if I'm not great at a game, as long as I can be competitive. And I just didn't want to put the time into StarCraft 2 with like all like the you know, awesome beta people to just kick my ass over and over again. So I just kind of like threw it down. I should pick it up again though. I do want to.
Yeah, especially like usually with a beta, like it's all the people that are super like hardcore StarCraft 2 fans. So
you're
pretty much going against the best of the best. If you're not up to snuff with that, you're pretty screwed.
When was the first StarCraft released? How long has it been?
It's like 99, I think.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it was in 98, 99.
Wow.
Which is still heavily played, like, Korea. That's like their baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's their national sport.
Yeah. Actually, I was listening to the Giant Bombcast this week. Actually, no, it was today. And they were talking about a story that, like, somebody... That there was, like, an investigation going on in Korea that...
Yes, I saw that article.
Yeah, cheating.
Like, yep. Yeah, people were, like, throwing games and stuff like that. I was like, man.
They were taking steroids.
It's insane.
Yeah. You know, I kind of like hearing stories like that because it's almost like it's a real sport, which is setting up matches and throwing games. This is it's legitimate.
Yeah, I remember watching. I had this TV station a couple years ago now. It was called like Gameplay TV or Game something like that, something with gaming, and they always showed like live, like you know, Major League Gaming stuff. And I remember watching like them play like StarCraft and stuff, like. They were like legit, like they had like a coach behind them, like screaming strategy at them and stuff like that. I was just
that's serious business. Have you ever seen the Korean ones where there's like there are like girls in the crowds with like signs that are holding up and they're like it's almost like they're the Beatles.
Wow. Like 100,000 people show up.
Yeah,
yeah. Players are celebrities over there. Like they have you know young girls like have fantasize over you know StarCraft players where you know here in America StarCraft. Good StarCraft players we picture like stereotypically like fat, pimply, nerdy guys.
Yeah, that's so weird. I can't even imagine that. Like, I complain that hockey's not popular over here. Imagine if like being like a huge StarCraft player from like North Korea and coming or Korea or whatever and coming here, and like nobody giving a shit about StarCraft.
Oh, you play StarCraft? Yeah, that's cool. I like Desert Rush too.
I like Cooking Mama. Did you ever play that? You know, good.
Oh, I don't know where I heard this or read it, whether it was on another podcast or something, but I remember seeing that like it was like almost like a rite of passage for older brothers to go out and buy their siblings their first a copy of StarCraft when they turn like a certain age as like, you know, almost like a Korean bar mitzvah kind of thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, as soon as I heard that, I was like, this has gotten out of hand.
This is absolutely pathetic on so many levels.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that think that's awesome? Like, shit, oh, no. Dude, I'm terrible at sports and I couldn't give a shit about them, but, like, StarCraft, like, I could get into that. I wonder how different my life would have been.
Sports have like machine guns in them. Then maybe an aliens.
I spend a lot of time watching the the Major League Gaming stuff because they have tournaments all over the place. But it's usually just Halo and Gears of War and Call of Duty. Oh, yeah. and WoW. They have WoW tournaments.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know how they do it.
They have like Guild Wars. Guild Wars or whatever that game is. I've seen a lot of them do that.
Yeah, that's on like I forget Game Battles.
Yeah, like I don't know what game that is. I'm not really a big PC gamer, especially in like MMO stuff, but it's pretty interesting to watch.
I actually left a raid in World of Warcraft to do this podcast.
So oh, that's what it was? I didn't know what
Oh, you're getting kicked out of your guild.
Yeah, you were like, what?
Where are you going? I was like, I have to do a podcast.
I didn't know what you meant by raid. I thought you meant ride, but like you like
spelled it completely wrong.
I was like, man, maybe T9 word or I don't know what.
You were just you just responded. You're like, oh yeah, okay. Like you knew exactly what I was talking about.
No,
if you would have asked me if you had a problem, I would have like explained that shit to you. I thought you understood.
Like, what did I say? Did I say that back? I'm checking my phone like right now. I was just like, oh, okay, cool.
You're just like, yep, all right, sounds great.
I know what you mean. Oh, you're coming? All right, cool.
No, that's all I said, because you said, yeah, sure, dude, let me tell my raid I gotta go. I was like, okay, cool.
Yep, you're like, all right, that's fine.
I don't know what that is, but that sounds good. As long as you're here.
Yeah.
But,
I've also been playing some World of Warcraft. I'm not really going to go into that if you don't know what World of Warcraft is. Where the hell have you been? I've been doing a lot of gaming on my iPhone, iTouch, because I'm just on the train, you know, doing nothing when I'm going into the city for Marvel. And, I don't know, I've been playing a lot of Bowmaster. I don't know if anyone's played Bowmaster. It's like this archery kind of thing. You put, like, one thumb on the touch screen and you use your other thumb to, like, kind of pull the bow back and you shoot targets. It feels like I've heard it described as like, you know, that feeling of like throwing a grenade in a first person shooter where you're like not really sure where this is gonna go and I'm gonna feel like a total badass if I like get it right on target. It's kinda like that kind of sensation, which it's really fun.
Does it go past just like shooting targets or like for some reason the first thing that came into my head was the Lynx crossbow training?
Oh,
on the Wii. But like you started out with just shooting targets, like, you know, like just like bullseyes and stuff like that, and then it moved towards like, you know, like moving enemies. Does it get past that, or is it just like a...
Yeah, no, I think it's just targets. You have to like defeat five opponents, so you're like kind of, it's like a duel. You're both kind of shooting at the same targets, and you got to like score more points than the other guy.
Is it just AI or is it multiplayer?
Yeah, no, it's just AI. Yeah. And it was only 99 cents. I think it was definitely worth what I paid for it. It's really cool. It's awesome. In full 3D, which it actually looks surprisingly good for an iPhone game.
Yeah.
I've also been playing a lot of Peggle on my iTouch.
I feel that. Me and
Bobby can get on board with that.
I bought that game forever ago, like when it came out on iTouch, and like I still play it to this day. It's just that's like my go-to game when I'm bored and I need something to do for like a minute. It's just Peggle. I'm working through all the like super challenges and all the, in like the challenge mode. I'm actually pretty far, and it's kind of embarrassing that I've gotten this good at Peggle.
Oh, yeah. Peggle, I know, and that's like...
Plants vs. Zombies is my go-to games.
Yeah, I've got that too. It's a great one.
I wish more games came out on, like, the Droid. You know, like...
Yeah, Droid apps in general are kind of lackluster.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I got Simon. Shit, boss.
I have, like, Sudoku. I just wish... Because I feel like the phones... I mean, I don't know anything about this stuff, but I feel like... They must have the same, like, you know, in the same neighborhood at least, like spec wise. Like, I feel like.
Well, the Droid software is completely open.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, it means
that anyone can develop for it.
Oh yeah, so like I don't understand like why I'm surprised that nobody's really jumped on the bandwagon to you know make Droid games. But I'm guessing it's just because the user base, you know,
the install base
isn't that big.
It's not even close to the iTouch, and it's making games on the iTouch. iPhone is already pretty easy, and it's pretty easy to turn a quick buck on the iPhone.
Yeah, that's true. That makes sense.
Yeah,
I'm hoping more iPhone games come out for the Droid, because I would probably lose a lot of money. But
Simon was free, in case you're wondering.
Yeah, what else do I have?
Fucking red, yellow, blue.
It has all the colors? Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, this is some full on Simon.
I have, like, Bejeweled, and that's pretty addicting.
Nice.
But, you been playing anything else?
Yeah, last Friday I went to Google and I was surprised to see Pac-Man invading my Google space.
I love Google.
Pac-Man's 30th anniversary. I don't know if you guys know, but they like turned the whole
Google homepage into
Pac-Man. But
that was actually gonna be one of the news stories. But It's all right. Guess how many hours people played on that?
Well, I already know. So is that cheating?
Yeah, is it more than Call of Duty?
Yeah.
Yeah, way more.
How many?
What?
4.8 million hours.
That's crazy.
That it was crazy. Pretty funny.
Because I found out about it when I was at Marvel. So like a couple of my editors were like, "Holy shit! Look what they did! You know, to Google." And you know, you hear it. You hear like the music come on all around the office as everyone else starts to figure it out too. They and I'm like, as you walk through and you hear it out of everybody's cubicle, and you're like, "Oh wow, I guess nobody's getting any work done today."
It seemed really hard. I don't know why, but I was struggling hard.
Like, yeah, those ghosts. Normal. Those Google engineers put some time into that ghost. Those ghosts. They were tricky.
Yeah, they were fucking smart ghosts.
Yeah.
I suck at Pac-Man.
How do you suck at Pac-Man? It's like the simplest concept ever. Run from the ghosts.
No, get like, those. I get what you have to do, but like I never like managed to stay alive to actually.
It's
like,
the red ghost, right? Yeah, that one always fucks me up.
Yeah, like I just like put up like a
red ghost formidable
score. Like I can't do it. That and like all those old games, like they always look so much easier than they actually are.
But Donkey Kong Master.
Yeah, like that's what I was thinking. Like that movie.
King of Kong.
Yeah, like that. Like they said that like. Most, I mean, I forget the exact board, but they said something like the average King Kong game doesn't go past like the fifth screen or something like that.
Yeah, I think it was even worse than that.
Was it? Yeah, like the third, something like that. You know, like one of the early screens. Like that's crazy.
Yeah, these games are hard.
Yeah, definitely. The games today are like way too easy. Not really though.
But, like, I like being able to finish them.
Yeah, right. Like somebody.
I also like finish games.
I don't know which one. It was definitely on a podcast. I can't remember which one because I listened to too many. But. Somebody said that, like, you know, games today are just, like, too easy, and, like, you know, they hold your hand throughout the entire thing, and I kind of agree with that, like...
It's like an 8-hour tutorial to every game.
Exactly. And you see the thing that was on 1UP? I know it was on 1UP. It was, like, what if Mario was made... The original
yes,
Mario was made
I
today.
Saw that.
It walks you how to, like, move, how to jump, how to, like, do everything.
Press A to jump.
Yeah,
oh,
like...
Sweet.
Like, how many times have you played, like, an old, like, NES game or something like that, and, like, you turn on it, you don't even know what to do. Like,
yeah.
that would never happen today.
Yeah,
so it's like, weird. Can look around with the right stick. It's like, oh, I've never done this before.
Yep. But, yeah.
Good old tutorials. Zelda does it best.
Ah, fucking Zelda.
I always bring it into every podcast just because I can.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, we have talked about Zelda on, like, every single podcast.
It's an epic game. You should play it.
Oh, go back and listen
speaking
to
of Zelda 3D Heroes.
Yeah, I want to play that.
Me too.
Me three.
You have like $9,000 in GameStop credit. You should pull the trigger on it.
I'm only down to 100 now because bought Red Dead.
Oh, poor you.
I know. I still have to buy Galaxy and Blur and a lot of stuff.
Are you going to buy Galaxy? Really? You're really going to buy it?
I really wish I had a Wii so I can play that game.
I don't know why I'm going to buy it because I never finished the first one, so I had to beat that one first.
I bought Galaxy.
You didn't like Galaxy, Kenny?
I mean, I like the first one, but from what I've seen in the second, like, I don't need to buy it because I didn't even finish the first one. I don't see why I would need to get the second.
I heard the second one's a lot more difficult than the first.
Yeah.
I don't know, but like with Mario games, I feel like I can let it pass on like it being just more of the same.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know. It's probably wrong of me to do just because it's Mario, but like just because it's Mario, it's like I don't know. I just really love the first one, and. You know, like Modern Warfare, like those games. All the Call of Duties are like, you know, it's just more of the same.
That's true.
You know.
No, there's Commando in this one. Gosh.
In what?
In Call of Duty, you can stab across the map. That's awesome, isn't it?
I don't know.
Fucking hate Commando.
I don't know. I don't play a lot of Modern Warfare.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, not at
the 14-day mark.
Wow.
A lot of Call of Duty.
I haven't played that. I still actually haven't gone back to that since we played that one night.
Yeah, because you didn't have a microphone. And you went 3-18.
I don't know. I just have, like, that's a game, like, I should probably just sell it, but, like, I just won't. Just because, like, sometimes I'll jump back to it, like, every, like, 9 months. but I don't know. It's just like, I think, like, at this point, like, I can't compete with everybody else. You know what I mean? Like there's that.
No,
like,
I don't know what you mean.
Well, like, for me, like, not, like, for one, I buy too many games and look to play too many games. But, like, if, like, that first month for me, or, like, any game, like, especially shooters and stuff like that, like, I feel like the first month, like, the first 2 weeks, I'll give it, like, everybody's kind of on the same playing field. But, like, now at this point, if you don't play it, like religiously, like, you know, you just can't compete with most of the people that are on there.
Case in point, UFC 2010 for you.
Yeah, I'll get into that when it's my turn, but that game. Fuck it. But, Kenny, you have anything else?
Yeah, no, that's pretty much it. I've been, I revisited Fallout 3 just because this was, like, kind of after school ended. We had, like, talked about it in my gaming class. We did some Fallout 3 stuff. And I just went back to playing that and just realized how great that game is. Yeah, it's just, that is like, still so good. But that's really it.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, that's all I've been able to play, unfortunately. I want to play more, but I just haven't had time.
Yeah, yeah. Marvel's kicking your ass.
Yeah, they're working me hard.
Sounded
weird when I said that.
Yeah. Just a little.
What's really going on over there?
Yeah.
No comment. All right. Whoever's next, you should go now.
Bobby, you want to go? I know we have one game in common that we could talk about.
Yes. Considering I haven't really played much else, let's leave that one for a little bit. I played Gears of War 2 again.
Really? Did you play?
Not campaign.
Yeah.
Because I know you.
What drew you back to that?
I got bored with Call of Duty, and Call of Duty 4. And everything else, so I kind of went back to Gears of War for a little while, and dreaded it because it's terrible.
The competitive multiplayer in that, like, I went back to it like a few like months after it came out, and it was just terrible.
It's so broken.
Yeah,
it's
that's
just,
a shame.
It's really slow. Like, that's what I don't like about it. I don't know why. I always got the impression that it was really slow. I guess you know, like, comparing that to like a Call of Duty.
Well, yeah, because you don't respawn. It's just you die.
Yeah.
Done.
That's true.
But
is it still really hard to find a game? Like, I remember right when it came out, I got it and I was so stoked to play multiplayer, and like, I went on and I was searching for people for like 3 minutes, and I'm like, this game just came out yesterday. I know there are people that want to play this in multiplayer. Why the hell can't I find anybody?
No, and they fixed that.
And then I know they patched it, and I went back months after it came out, and it was still nothing. So I don't know. Maybe it's just the problem.
There was an issue with if you join either like by yourself or with a party of two, you couldn't connect for whatever retarded reason.
Oh, yeah. So the two most obvious configurations that you would join a game with are the worst.
Yeah.
If you have a party of seven, it's a breeze.
But it was like, if you had four people, you couldn't connect. It's like, I know there's a lot of people starting with one. How can I not find them? It'd be like 4-on-4. It's like, how did that happen? I had to find the one other party on Xbox Live that had four people in it. But
thanks, Cliffy B.
In that game is terrible. The advantage is still ridiculous. It's like, oh, you're host? Well, I can kill you in one shot from anywhere on the map.
I like the horde mode. That was what I really got into with that game. But I always felt like a dick leaving. Anybody else ever get that feeling? Like, I was playing once before I had to go to work. And, we were in the match for like 50 minutes and I had to go to work. I was like, all right, guys, I gotta go. They're like, no, we need you. Don't leave. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
we can't last. We're just three people. I'm like, I'm sorry. I just clicked my Xbox off. And I don't know what happened to those guys, but.
I only played it with friends, so they already know I was a dick, so I had no problem leaving them.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, that was a lot of fun.
I got that feeling with Left 4 Dead 2 when they're like survival mode, and I was just like, I gotta go. I gotta go to bed now. You know, I gotta go somewhere. They're like, what are you talking about? You're just gonna leave us here?
Yeah, I always feel like a dick doing that, but
yeah.
I get over it.
I played Horde once, beat all 50 levels, and said, I'm not touching that again.
Yeah, it was fun. I like that part of the game.
I think the best part was like nicknaming like the various people just like based on appearance. Like there was the one guy with the shield with the what the hell was it? He had like the ball and chain. But he had, like, dreads, so we'd call him Bob Marley. So every time we were, like, attacked, it's like, oh, Bob Marley's behind me. And then we just have to tag him. There's various other ones, which I can't remember. But, yeah, so host is terrible on Gears of War. Apparently they're updating it within the next 2-3 days again with a title update, which is apparently – that's kind of cool, I guess, that they still care about it past a year.
It's almost 2 years. Yeah, way past a year. 2 years. Yeah. That came out, November of 2008?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or November of 2009?
No, because that would just be this. That would be. Actually, no, it was 2008.
No, November 2008, yeah.
Because, yeah.
Wow. Feels like so long ago.
Yeah. But I got really excited for Gears of War 3 after playing that for a little while. But I have to wait till April. Sad face. Let's see. And the only other game I've been playing is Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, I've been playing that too.
Same here.
Oh, cool. I didn't know you were playing that too.
Yeah, I got it. My brother demanded that we buy it, so I was like, fine, split it with me.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, at first, I was being a juvenile and just killing everyone because I could. And then I eventually got serious and played it the right way.
Yeah, I did that a few times. What's up?
I've been watching the videos of all the ridiculous glitches that go on in that game.
And did you see Donkey Lady?
I've seen Invisible Horse. That one's fun.
That's a good one.
Bird People. That's a good one when they replace, I guess, the models for the birds with people, and they like flap their arms and they like float through the sky. It's pretty ridiculous.
That's amazing. I gotta find that.
This like Rocket Horse one where the wagon gets like stuck in the ground and it starts like shaking really violently and to the point where it like throws the character like, you know, 50 feet in the air. It's pretty pretty silly.
The donkey horse lady one was pretty funny because it's a human lady character with a horse face and you can ride on like her shoulders. It's just weird.
That's crazy.
Oh.
There's a lot of stuff I like about the game, but like the one big thing that I don't like about the game is just, and this is gonna be a weird complaint, but the world is too big. I don't know if you guys have felt like that, but like you know when you play like GTA, like there's a lot to do like while you're driving or whatever. You'll be on your horse for a good like 2 or 3 minutes just not doing anything except for like traveling to your next destination. I feel like
you could pick up flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that just makes you get off your horse and take longer.
Yeah.
I just shoot the birds while I go.
You know what I mean? Like it's boring. Like
yeah,
That's how I felt with Oblivion and to a lesser extent Fallout.
Yeah,
there's a lot of space, but like if it's just a lot of space with nothing in it, like why do I care?
Like, yeah, exactly. There's nothing. Like, you know, like in GTA it's a big city, but like there's stuff going on. Like you can, you know, randomly go play pool or you can, you know, just do whatever. But like this, it's just freaking like desert wasteland. Like and it's just such like vast distances that you have to travel. And it's just like it just gets really boring, and I wish that like there was a way to like skip that traveling.
You could fast travel. Yeah.
Well, with a cab guy.
No, if you
set up a campsite,
right? That's true. But still, I don't know. And the other thing that I don't like, I feel like you don't really have to upgrade your weapons at all. You know, like I'm almost 6 hours into the game, and. The revolver and the shotgun have worked, or the rifle has worked fine for me.
Did you get a double barrel shotgun yet?
No.
Because that thing owns everyone.
But it does. But that's what, you know what I mean? Like, the revolver, this game is good realistically, because, I hate, in some games, you have to, pump a whole clip into a human being for them to die. Like, this, if you shoot somebody, in the chest or the head, you know, they're dead with one shot, and I like that. So that's why, I haven't really had the need to upgrade anything just yet. And, you always find ammo and stuff like that when you kill somebody. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know, that's my two main gripes, but everything else is actually awesome.
Yeah, I agree with everything you said, but I think that game is amazing. I love it.
I'm really liking it a lot. Oh, the other thing I don't like is, what's her name? Who's the girl? Bonnie?
Bonnie's a bitch.
Her missions are so boring. Like, it's round up cattle.
Well, hers are it's like a training.
No, I totally get that, but I feel like if I'm 6 hours into the game and I basically the way I play GTA games, I'll do one mission with A and then I'll go to B and then I'll go to C and then I'll go back to A. I even it out, and if I'm still 6 hours, if I'm 6 hours into the game, I shouldn't be having to do these missions anymore.
Well, they kind of. What was the last thing you did for her?
I saved the horse from the fire.
Okay, I think that's it. There's one more mission concerning Bonnie, but then I'm a few hours past that, and I haven't seen her since.
Oh, really? Well, actually, spoiler for anybody who hasn't played this, but
I'll cover my ears.
it's not really much of a spoiler. Yeah. Well, when she gets kidnapped, after? Was that after?
Oh my God! I can't believe you spoiled
Bonnie.
I've played it for a few hours past that, and I haven't seen a BM on my map since.
All right, good, because I was debating on just forgetting about it because like they were just like boring. You know what I mean?
Can't even shoot her. I tried.
Yeah, right. I've actually tried too. But
I tried to shoot everyone actually.
All the other missions, I try and shoot guys when I'm in races, but they don't let you.
Yeah.
But everything else, yeah, is pretty awesome. This was a game I really wasn't interested in, but I like it a lot since then. All the characters are really cool. Like, you know,
yeah. I love the Marshal.
Yeah, yeah, he's cool, and I like Seth. Seth crazy is guy.
He like he's like Gollum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
There's something about his black hands that just freaks me out.
Yeah.
You mean it's not the cutting up dead bodies and cuddling with them?
No, I could deal with that. It's the poor hygiene that's really getting to me.
I mean, honestly, wash your hands.
That says a lot about you, Tom.
Yeah.
A lot.
But, look, we're not actually watching him mess up bodies, but I'm see those hands.
Yeah.
He shakes people's hands with those hands.
It's disgusting.
I tried to kill him, too. It didn't work.
Yeah, but
that's how I play. I'll do a mission, and I'll be like, oh, I can play poker now. And then I'll play, and I'll like lose all my money because I get bored, and I'll just shoot everyone and take my money back.
Yeah, you know what? You know what's the other thing I don't like? I mean, this is completely optional. For some reason, I always try and do it. But do you ever, like, as you're riding around somewhere on your horse, like the blue thing comes up on your map, and you have to try and help somebody?
Yeah.
And I hate when, like, they're getting robbed because, like, you can't. Like, I'll pull my gun out, like, if I get close.
Deadeye.
And I just get freaking lit up.
Gotta use Deadeye.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that makes the game way easier.
Yeah.
What is Deadeye?
It's like Max Payne, where you can go into slow motion.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, and you then basically highlight a bunch of guys. Like, for however many bullets you have in your gun, you could highlight, like, where you want to shoot that guy that many times. And then you just, when it's done, you just, like, unload, and they land exactly where you wanted them to.
Oh, all right.
I go for the crotch.
Pretty insane.
Yeah, I really like that with the shooting. Like, if somebody's running away, you can, like, shoot them in the leg, and they'll fall, and, like, they can't really run fast. Like, it's really cool like that. Like, the attention to detail is really good.
I like to shoot the guns out of their hands.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You can do all that.
And then shoot them in the face.
When they're
it's
totally
like, oh,
helpless.
You can go away.
Yeah.
That sounds really good, because, like, a lot of games just go to that, like, just shoot them in the face. Like, give me another reason to, like, shoot another part of their body.
Exactly. So like, there's missions where you have to, like, capture somebody. Like you're given, like, a lasso, and, like, one time, I forget what mission exactly it was. It may have even been a side mission. I can't really remember. Mm-hmm. But I had to bring somebody back, and I couldn't catch them, really, so I just shot them in the leg. Oh, you know what it was? It was a side mission where somebody robbed a bank or a grocery store or something like that, and I had to catch the guy, but he was running too fast, so I shot him in the leg rather than just, like, killing him, and I brought him back. See, like,
that's,
you know,
that's awesome.
And then I lassoed him and then brought him back to the guy who he had robbed from.
Yeah, hogtied him.
Exactly, I hogtied him. But it's cool that, like, you can shoot somebody in the leg, and, you know, they really can't, you know, it really immobilizes them instead of just, you know, killing them or whatever.
You can hogtie people and put them on the train tracks.
Yeah, that's an achievement, too.
I know.
I thought that was hilarious.
I did it.
Yeah.
It's brutal. It's ugly.
You did it, and you enjoyed it.
I did laugh for a good 5 minutes.
How do you guys feel about the cover system?
I think it's fine.
I use it. It's okay.
I think it's good. You know what I really wish it was like? I wish it was more like Splinter Cell, where, like, you can point to where you want to go next. I know, Tom, you played it. I don't know if...
Yeah.
I don't know if... Did you play Splinter Cell Conviction?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, well, in that, if you're hiding behind something like cover, you can look to other points of, like, cover, and a little thing comes up, and you hit A, and it goes to the next point. And I wish this had this, because oftentimes, like, if you're behind, like, I know, especially in the two missions, the first one being, with Seth, when you had to go into the mansion for the treasure.
Yeah.
That, and then the one with Bonnie when she was kidnapped. Oftentimes, like, I had to go, I was behind cover, and then I had to move up because, you know, there was no more enemies, but the second I got up, I started getting hit. So I wish that, like, you know, and you're always wrapped to that cover, like, you can walk around like a tree, but you're always stuck to that cover. I wish that it had more of, like, the Splinter Cell type cover, where I can just look at, like, the next rock, and I just hit,
even,
like, an R1.
The Gears of War cover system.
Yeah, like, this is just, like, you have to get out of cover, and then just, like, run, and then...
It's the same cover as GTA 4.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I don't know, maybe...
I think it's actually okay. Gets the job done, but it's not great.
Yeah, that's just me nitpicking, I guess. But,
It's like 100% copied from GTA, just with... I think so. Because you used to be able to slide into cover in GTA 4.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's probably just the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, the game is basically just GTA, but
in the West.
1911 or whatever, 1910.
You can't solicit hookers, though.
Yeah. So it was a bummer.
Yeah. That's the first thing I honestly tried when I went to the saloon. I was like, let's see how far this game goes.
That would seem like the most obvious option because, you know, back in the Wild West, that was like a serious profession that women did. It's like prostitution. It's so weird. Oh, that's how they justify it?
He actually is like an honorable man.
Oh, that's weird.
The one thing maybe you two guys can help clear up for me. The theme, I'm guessing, obviously, with the word redemption, he's trying to get back at the guy who shot him, correct?
Bill Williamson.
Okay. Well, it kind of goes back further than that a little bit, because something's going on with his family, too, that's making him do this.
But also, they keep bashing him for working for the government, but then he tells people that he's a farmer.
Yeah, right? he used to work with, this guy that he used to work with is like an outlaw. He used to be an outlaw, too. Okay. And he left that whole business, became a farmer. But now, for some reason, the government came to him. I'm guessing something happened with his family because they keep coming back up in like the plot. But he has to basically take down this guy for the government or else something will happen to his family.
I'm not that far in, so
I got you.
I'm assuming that's right.
I've basically just been chugging through the story. I haven't done much side stuff.
That's my game when no one else is on my friends list. I play that.
Really, I'm like addicted to it right now.
Yeah,
like
me too.
Really, really into it. I'm about 25% done at I'm 6 hours.
I'm a Call of Duty guy.
Oh, really? Wow. Well, you had no idea.
That's crazy, right? I just thought I'd incite the new listeners.
Yeah, I'm thinking about just not really doing the side stuff and just barreling through the main story. Because
is there a lot of side stuff to do? Because that's what I love most about like
there's all the games. Like I said, the world is huge, so there's different little cities you go to, and every time, like when you go there, you'll look for like a question mark comes up, I guess that's indicating.
That's like World of Warcraft.
Yeah, like a question mark kind of comes up, and then you can go over to them, and like somebody be like crying, and you have to go and like save them. Did you guys do the one? I don't know if either of you guys did it, but it's freaking awesome. There's one that I went to where this guy was missing. And or like somebody said he stole something like that, something where there was like a misunderstanding. So you had to go out into the desert and find him, and he was getting attacked by a cannibal.
Oh, and, I did that one. Yeah, that was a good one.
And you had to choose, you had to decide who to kill basically, or who to help out or whatever. That was sick. And then the other one, do you ever? Sometimes when you're just driving through the or not driving, riding I should say, through the desert, you'll see like AI controlled characters, whatever, like NPCs, whatever they call them. And they'll be getting attacked by like wolves and stuff like that, and you can like save them and stuff like that. Like it's just really cool, like little stuff like that.
This one time I was like driving by and this guy was like, "Oh, help me, help me, help me." So I get off my horse to presumably help him until he decided to jump on my horse and ride away with
me.
Oh,
yeah. I did that. Yeah. And I had to
I whistled my horse and it came back.
He kicked him off.
And then I beat
one thing that happened with that though, I did the same exact thing, and like there's an honor system. You get a positive or negative honor. So I kicked him off my horse, and I got +50 honor. But then I shot him for stealing my horse, and I lost 50 honor again. Yeah. I was like, "What? He was obviously a bad guy. Why did I lose honor?"
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I hogtied him and dragged him from my horse for a while. And then I just left him in the middle of somewhere. I just left him in the middle of somewhere.
I don't really get the whole honor thing, like. I mean, I get it, but like I don't get it. I feel like, I don't know if it maybe I'm just not deep into the story enough, into the game enough, but I feel like it doesn't really have it doesn't really play much of a factor. Like I know in like a game like BioShock, those decisions really mattered, or like a Mass Effect, where like your decisions that you make actually really matter. I feel like this.
Well, some people won't talk to you if you're like a dick, and some won't talk to you if you're too nice. Yeah.
Okay, because like I mean, to be perfectly honest, I don't really care if my honor goes up or down. Just because I feel like my decisions aren't, the game isn't really.
It's not one of those types of games.
Exactly. Like, like when I save a little sister in BioShock, you're doing it because that's how you want to play the game. Like this, sometimes I want to shoot somebody, and sometimes I don't. So
I play this game like I would if I was in the Wild Wild West by just murking everyone.
Yeah.
Wild Wild West with Will Smith?
Me and Cisco, we just play it like we usually play it.
But,
No robot spiders yet.
Wow. Oh, okay, that would be sweet.
That'd be great. That's the last boss. It was a giant robot spider.
It'd be the if like Will Smith just popped out of nowhere and be like, whatever. Imagine,
he's like a DLC like character that you can play as Will Smith.
Nah. I'm sure everyone would buy that game just to be Will Smith.
I would.
I already own it.
I would. I'm actually, God, I've heard nothing but like really great things about this game since it came out. Like when it was announced or whatever, I was like, oh, I remember playing the first one and I enjoyed it like a lot. I actually bought the original Red Dead Redemption like not too long ago when GameStop was like getting rid of all their Xbox games and whatever. Mm-hmm. But I've heard I'm just overwhelmed by the amount of like positive stuff that I've heard about this game that I'm really considering picking it up.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend. Worth it. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I got bored with GTA like pretty fast, but I'm not really getting bored with this. I don't know what it is really, because it's basically the same game, but
The setting is so unique though than anything else that's in games.
Exactly. Like,
yeah, you really never see like the West as like a setting in a lot of games, which is Oddworld, very
strange rap.
Yeah, there's a few outliers, but not really a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just
there's cool. Like Red Dead Redemption and Gun and
Call of Juarez.
And that's like the only three games that I can think of that are in the West, but like talk about like random Japanese town in the middle of nowhere or whatever, I could name a million of those games.
Yeah, I mean I like I said, I really was not interested in picking it up, but like once I started watching reviews and hearing people talk about it and stuff like that, I was like, I have to check this out. And I'm definitely glad I did, because it's a lot of fun, to say the least, as you can tell by what we said.
Yeah.
definitely check it out.
Yeah, I will.
Is
there a demo out or something?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No.
Okay. Oh well.
But do you have a PS3?
No, I have a 360.
I'm playing it on the PS3. I was gonna say once I'm done with it, I'll send it your way. But
oh well, I guess I'll figure something.
Yeah, definitely pick it up.
All right,
Bobby, you play anything else?
Nope, that's it.
That's it. All right, I'm kicking it to you, Tom.
All right. Other than Red Dead, I've been playing. I finished Alan Wake.
I just picked that up today. Awesome. I rented it.
Did you start it yet?
No, I didn't, because I had to come home and I had prior obligations, but I'm looking forward to playing that. So don't tell me too much about it.
Okay, that game story really good. Some of the some of the individual lines and some of like the character animations, kind of clunky, not that great. But overall, as like story and like dialogue, all really good. And the fighting also really good. Even though by the end of the game, I was like, whatever, I just want to find out what happens.
Yeah. And your review is up now on the site if anybody wants to check it out. But you said it wasn't as scary as you had thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it wasn't I guess what I really hate about horror games is the jump scares, and there weren't really a lot of those. Like, just walking around the forest, I'm like, all right, this is kind of scary, but it was never this kind of like overwhelming fear where I was just like, well, I can't, like, I don't want to go forward. I always wanted to go forward to find out what would happen, and I knew it was scary, but it wasn't really, you know, it was like, well, there's nothing that's going to jump out and get me, because every time I'm going to get attacked, they're going to show me where it's coming from first, for the most part.
Okay. Yeah. So it doesn't play like a Resident Evil game? You know, like,
definitely not.
Alright, cool.
There's no monster in the closets?
There was one monster in the closet scenario that I could think of throughout the whole game. Yeah.
That's good.
It's pretty impressive.
And it got me.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
Well, they only do it like once.
Yeah, I know. Well, it was one of those things where I was like basically walking past a room and I was like, I know, because I was like basically walking to get like the key and turn around and walking back. And I kind of looked at this closet. It was like, I know it. I know someone's going to jump out of this. And sure enough, it did. And sure enough, I was still jumped. But
was that early in the game?
No, it was kind of probably in the middle.
Because I probably would have said, fuck this game. I'm not playing it anymore.
Yeah.
Because I hate survival horror.
Yeah.
I'm a bitch. I'm a big bitch.
That's how I am. How long is the game?
It's pretty long. It's, I don't know, probably like 12 hours.
Well, that's not bad.
It's pretty good.
That normal. These days for a game.
Yeah,
but the story is very, very good.
Yeah, the story I really dug. I can't wait for some of the new episodes to come out. They're doing the DLC for it.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
how much is that going to be?
No idea.
It can't be any more.
I just know my box had a code for the first one for free, so Oh, that's assuming good. That there will be a first one.
It'll probably be cool. The cheapest one out of all.
Yeah, probably.
That's you unlocked a new suit for Alan.
Yeah, that's how that's how the Heavy Rain one was. That lasted maybe like 10 minutes. And a lot, yeah, and a lot of that was because I couldn't figure out how to get into the house. So,
I know the door's here, but I can't figure it out.
Like, no joke, I went up to the door, I tried to, like, open the front window, I tried the side door, and sure enough, I had to, like, step on a garbage can and open a window. So that took about 8 minutes, maybe. So I would say maybe it took, like, 20 minutes, but 8 minutes of that was me trying to figure out, like, what I had to do. But, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. That's.
I don't know if that really speaks poorly of you or of the game.
It's definitely me. But you know what it was? It's because when you play Heavy Rain, you always like think like, you know, you start to like think outside the box on like what to do. At least I did. And like I hadn't played it for like 2 months. But yeah, I mean, I think with that when they give away the first thing of DLC, I think that like it's probably the cheapest one. And like the easy, you know, like the shortest one, they're not going to give anything away for free that like they really want you to buy.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. But they're a business and that's what they're supposed to do.
Do what they want.
I'm looking forward to seeing how like I have a DLC type story with UFC that I'll get into once it's up to me. But I'm really curious to see if all these, you know, measures they're taking to prevent, you know, people from selling and, you know, trading in games. I really want to see if that,
they're trying to kill the used game market.
Yeah, but I want to see if that materializes and see. I want to see if, like...
Yeah, know, didn't they do that for the UFC, too? Like, you have to use the code to play online? Yeah, like, yeah, that so is...
I'll just get right into that. I didn't know about that. I thought it was just a EA-type thing, like, starting soon. But I went to go play online, and it was, like, type in the code that you used from your new copy or go and buy it from the store for $5. I was like... It's ridiculous. Like, you don't even give me a week. At least EA is giving
you
a week.
Yeah, at least they're giving you a week.
Like THQ ain't giving you anything. But
thank you, shit.
Yeah, I didn't like that game crazy. Anyway. So.
so other than some Alan Wake, I still playing Dragon Age. You know how when I said I was definitely going to beat it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm on the run-up to the last boss, and I think that I just really just messed up on, like, my character progression, because... It is just way too hard. It's just, like, impossibly hard.
Can you respec? Like,
no, you cannot, which is one of my biggest beefs with that game.
Ouch.
So, I'm a man of my word. I restarted a new guy. Wow. Trucking my way through from the beginning.
That's brutal.
Isn't it, like, it's long, right? Like, how many hours
are we
talking?
It is a long game. It's much faster. I'm going through much faster this time just because I know the story. I'm just basically skipping through all the dialogue.
Oh, okay.
In what took me about probably 20 hours to get through the first time, I probably did it in about, like, 10. So, I'm cruising, but it's still... Very, very upset that
still,
my...
Yeah, 10 hours is a lot of cruising to do.
Exactly, yeah. This is a long journey.
See, it's weird. Shit. Like, I know I won't like that game, but part of me wants to play it. Like I know that game isn't for me, if that makes sense. But, like, I still want to try it.
Yeah, I mean, I love it, despite
That's
all its
flaws.
That's
why you have an addiction.
Despite all its flaws and not giving me a respec, I still love it.
I don't know, I just... Like, I know I won't like it, but I still want to just, like...
This is an intervention, actually.
No, I've actually been good. I picked up Red Dead, but I had already tried that and just had to play it again. And I also bought Pixel Drunk Monsters on the PSP, but it was only $10, brand new, and it comes with like a ton of stuff. So, other than that, I'm actually sticking to my declaration of not really buying anything this summer. I've stayed away from video game stores and stuff like that. So far, so good, but it's only May, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Still time for a relapse.
Exactly. You're never really fully cured.
Yeah.
But Super Mario Galaxy 2, I know you've been playing that. I wanted to talk about that because...
Yeah, that's kind of my my last game. So, Super Mario Galaxy 2, you remember Super Mario Galaxy 1?
I recall it.
Yes.
Add a bunch more levels and 120 more stars, and it's basically...
The same
thing. Same business as usual in Mario Land.
So I think that's what I said before.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not denying that. It's just like it's basically so. It's just like $50 worth of DLC in a way.
Yeah. All right. Stop me if you heard this one. Peach has been captured by Bowser.
Nope, shut up. That's groundbreaking.
Except this time, Bowser is really big. He's bigger than the castle.
Really?
Yeah, so I guess that's
the twist. That seems like poor management by Bowser.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you build a whole castle and you can't even walk in it. Like, what the hell?
Yeah. Well, that's why it's Super Mario Galaxy. He's going after the galaxy.
That's bad design architecture right there.
Yeah. Well, it's perfect for Peach, you know. But for some reason, he needs Peach to conquer the galaxy, which is why he took her, for some reason.
That's because you need to see.
I would like to see a game trailers video, like not like retrospective, but like the time, like they did one for, I know the Angry Video Game Nerd did one for The Legend of Zelda, but I would like to see like a
Nintendo,
yeah, exactly, like the events of like Super Mario 64,
all the Mario games crammed into one,
yeah, exactly, like
is I hope those games. If they, like, look back, take place day after day.
Right?
Like, just every day.
Like, I was just going to say that. Like, is it all, like, 24? Like Super Mario Brothers 2 ended, and then 3 started, then he found her, and then the next day.
I think you're putting way too much thought into the development process for the Mario Brothers games.
Like, Mario is just a game that has no real timeline at all. And I'm
He doesn't curious. Age. So yeah. It has to be within, like, the year.
Yeah, he always Peach looks the same.
Yeah, Peach is just very clumsy and forgetful.
Like, does Mario work for like counter-terrorism, like a CTU type?
Yes,
like
they hired a guy in a red suit to work for
a plumber.
You never suspect him.
He's got a fire flower.
Tanuki suit. He's got a bunch of stuff.
I wish I could get a Tanuki suit in Galaxy. If there's one, I haven't found it yet.
Oh.
Is that like a gimmicky suit, like the Bumblebee suit in the first one?
Isn't there? Like
there are tons.
It's like the cloud thing, right?
There's the cloud suit. There's the rock suit.
Rock suit. The hell?
Yeah.
Is there a
there's
paper
a bunch
suit?
Of different food that Yoshi can eat that makes him do different things.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's
it's kind of crazy.
Intense.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a it's a pretty special game.
I just want to jump on Goombas.
But it's always, just like
oh, it's got that in spades. Like,
yeah. So it's just the first Super Mario Galaxy just like reskinned with the new stuff?
Oh no, not reskinned.
Well, no, not even reskinned.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, all the new levels are really cool and really creative, so, you know, it kind of redeems itself in that, you know, I'm not gonna, you know, it's Mario.
So is it Mario Galaxy 1.5?
Yeah.
Is the camera improved at all? Because I don't know if about you guys, but that was my main gripe with the first one. I mean, there were times when you would go upside down, and it was just like you didn't know where you were going. I just got so disoriented. And I heard that they improved on it a little bit. Do you?
I mean, I went upside down once and kind of had the same issues that I did in the first one. So yeah. If they did improve it, I mean, I'm only on like World 2 so far, so I'm not really seeing it yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I really wish I had a Wii just to play that game.
Yeah,
God, take mine.
It's definitely a really good game.
I'll take yours, Kenny.
I don't think I've turned it on in like months.
That's why
the last game I played was the first No More Heroes. That was the last game I played
really?
On the Wii.
Wow,
like, that was 2008.
See, that's how I am. I don't want to buy one just to play that. You know what I mean? Like,
you don't want a Super Mario Galaxy player for $200?
That's basically what it is. Yeah. I mean, I'm not really pumped for like the new Metroid game coming out. I know a lot of people are, and well, I know the new Zelda game is kind of announced.
Yeah, it is.
At E3, but as you guys know, I'm not a big Zelda guy.
Baffled how that's
Baffled,
possible.
Dumbfounded, but
I'm quizzical at best.
But we should expect a review from you. This
yes.
week, maybe hopefully.
Expect a review. I'm not sure when, because it's, you know, it's normally a pretty long game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I do want to try to beat it before, you know, like any game, try to beat it before I review it.
Yeah. So maybe hopefully next week-ish?
Hopefully.
In that area, in that vicinity.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you heard, but I'm trying to beat Dragon Age.
Oh, really? Wow.
It's taking a lot of my time.
This is new to me.
You yeah. restarted Dragon Age.
Yeah, from the beginning.
That should just
By
be
the way,
like...
dual-wield rogues, really good. Side note.
Is that as good as Cold Stone Creamery?
Oh, yeah. You guys want to talk about Marines, modern urban combat?
How bad is it? I read your thing, but like how...
Wait, what is this?
Oh, basically, what we're doing, we have a few series going on the show, on the site, I should say. I have like 80 something games that I have and I've never played because I just buy games for no reason. And Tom is doing, he's just checking out really shitty Wii games and doing little reviews on them. And nice. Bobby has a few games he's going to try and beat this summer. So that's our three things that we've been just going for a couple weeks now. But last week, Tom reviewed Marines for the Wii.
Marines.
Yeah. That game.
Already from the title, it sounds awesome.
Side note, I sold that game to someone today, and I felt really bad for not warning them.
So let's recap the all-star games you've played. Cold Stone Creamery.
Oh,
God.
Marines.
Project Runway. Marines. And now I'm holding in my hand right now M&M Kart Racing.
How have you not killed yourself yet? Like, I feel like that's just the rock bottom. You can't go lower than that.
It's so draining. You know, I sit down and I try to, and I say, I will play this game for at least an hour and a half to get a good feel for it. Marines, I made it 45 minutes because I got motion sickness because the controls were so awful.
That's so
yeah. Yeah, it's a first-person shooter where you can't change the sensitivity of how fast the screen turns. So it's like cranked up really high. So you inch over to the screen a little bit, and all of a sudden you're facing the opposite direction. So, of course, the first two levels that are in close quarters, you're trying to walk down a hallway with two corners in it. It takes 10 minutes.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, and the game's frame rate slows down when you change weapon.
Who makes this lovely game?
Activision. This is the publisher, Destineer.
Oh, they're good. Destineer. They've put out some awesome.
There's other all-star games such as Project Runway.
Yeah.
From the makers of Cold Stone Creamery and Project Runway.
I'm looking forward to the M&M review this week.
So. Yeah, it's good because I can do follow-up with the M&M Adventures, which is also available.
That's a wicked 1-2 punch.
Yeah, no, I also work at Target, and it's really hard when I see people like buy these like shit ass games from. They just pick them off the end cap at right near the register. It's like it's right where the bubble gum is. It's just like, oh, pick up a really awful Wii game, and it's just like when I see them put it on the belt, it's just like, oh, what are you doing?
It's like that part in Clerks where in the movie store where the guy picks up the video and goes, I think it was actually, oh no, Navy SEALs. That sounds awesome. I'm be like, dude. Please don't.
Any game that's located near the candy is never a good game.
Yeah, don't. If you're checking out and it's like the last thing you see before you put your Easy Mac on the belt, it's probably not really a great place to find quality video games.
That's how Best Buy is too. They have like their end caps right when you're like paying, and it's like $15 Alone in the Dark, and I'm like, oh god.
Hey, I played Alone in the Dark. I paid $5 for that game, and it was worth $5.
Really? Yeah, I paid about $45 for that game, and I was
that
just
was
appalled.
$40 too much.
I was appalled that this, like, you know, it's weird. I played the demo and I actually liked it, and I was like, you know what? Let me go play this game. Let me go pick it up. And
I think you were the only one who paid full price for that game.
Well, no, that wasn't even full price. It wasn't full price at $40. Thank God.
The price for that game dropped like a rock.
Yeah, it's just like it was terrible. I hated that game. But Tom, play anything else?
I think that was it. Unless I'm forgetting something, but I don't think I am.
So it's on
to me. I was gonna say, I think you guys should do like someone should check out all the Imagine games, like Imagine Rockstar, Imagine Babysitter.
Yeah. We were talking about that last week. There was a new one last week. I can't remember what it was.
Imagine veterinarian.
Yeah,
veterinarian. Yeah.
I think that was last week. Yeah, it's.
I think you should learn how to speak Spanish from the video game, Tom.
No, actually, you know what?
Just because I'm playing one series of terrible games doesn't mean I have to do all of them.
I actually downloaded.
I'll do it. I'll play him.
I actually downloaded from my R4 what's it called? My French coach, and I was trying to learn French, and I got as far as knowing the days of the week and the months and the numbers like 1 through 12.
Can you still recite them?
I can't remember right now.
Terrible game is terrible.
It worked, but...
Speaking of foreign languages, I learned something very interesting at Marvel today. We were just in the office talking, and one of my editors brought up... we were talking about comic book characters in other countries and other languages and how they translate them and whether they choose to translate them or not. So Spider-Man doesn't get translated, Superman doesn't get translated, but Batman often gets translated. And the word for bat in Spanish is, in Italian, is pipistrello. So his name in Italy is l'uomo pipistrello. L'uomo pipistrello.
That's awesome.
At least it still fits.
Yeah, I guess. And you gotta like, hurry it up. But
pipistrello.
Pipistrello.
That's funny.
I thought I'd bring it up.
They probably only translated for that reason.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, because they're like, oh god, it's just really one of the worst translations ever.
That is bad.
Unless like, they'd be like, you're named Cockface. That would probably be the only one below that.
I'll finish up with what we've been playing, or what I've been playing. I've been playing actually a lot. The first game was, I just posted a review on the site. It was a Steam game that I just picked up randomly because it was only $3. I just wanted to see if my computer could actually run it. It was Madballs and Babo, or Babo Invasion. I don't know if you guys ever heard of it. It's pretty cool. It's just like a little shooter. I'm not going to go really too into it. The review is online, just because I have better stuff, I guess, to talk about. We talked about Red Dead, right? And I also played, what was it? The Prince of Persia game for the new
Gyllenhaal, Prince of Persia.
Yeah, you know what it is? Like, it kind of looks like Jake Gyllenhaal, but like not. He just has like a really shitty face. And like,
that's really nice of you to say that.
And it's just nasty looking. Like, he doesn't look human.
I don't think I've ever heard that critique of someone's face. Like, you say, like, they're ugly or their nose is too big, but, like, man, you've got a shitty face.
His beard is all, like, strange and stuff like that. But aside from his looks, it's actually a decent game. It's basically, like, a next-gen Sands of Time, and I love the Sands of Time. It does all the same type of platforming. The combat is a little stale. It's a lot better than the Prince of Persia from 2008 that like, I don't know if you guys played that one.
Yeah.
It's a lot better than that. That was just like quick time and like one-on-one stuff, but this is more just like a you know, button mashing hack and slash type combat. But there's no blood in it, but like you jump on top with like a knife. Like you have a sword and you're hitting people with swords, but there's no blood.
What's it rated?
I don't have it in front of me.
I'm gonna guess it's T for the movie.
I think it would be teen, because like when you go to finish people off, you just punch them in the face, and then they're down. But you know, I mean, I'm not playing the game for really just like you know, the combat. It's more of just like the platforming and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I didn't get too far into the game because it was stuff that I had to play today. But it was pretty decent. If you like the Sands of Time, it was a little hard to get used to the jumping and stuff like that, because it just uses R2 for everything. Like R2 to run across stuff, to jump up walls, to hang down. Like they forgot.
Sounds
that...
like Assassin's Creed 2 or like a lot of the books.
Yeah, but and like
Gears of War.
Yeah, like it's just like I think they forgot that there's like 9 other buttons on the thing. Like I kept trying to, when I was trying to jump, you have to use R2, but for some reason like I'm so used to hitting X to jump or like off something, and I just plummeted to my death like over and over again. And then when you die, you usually get stopped like before the last cutscene, like that's like a checkpoint, and you can't skip the cutscene, so you have to see like you watch the same little short cutscene like 9 times, like you know, like because I just kept messing up, like whenever you mess up before you get to a checkpoint, and you just have to keep watching the same video over and over and over again. So that should be some incentive not to die, because it just gets boring to watch the same thing.
Don't watch those stupid cutscenes.
Nah, they get very very old. But it was decent. And then today, I think. Is that all I played? Yeah. And then today I checked out, what's it called? UFC Undisputed 2010, I guess that's how you pronounce it. Last year it was like UFC Undisputed 2000, it was 2009 Undisputed, so they reversed it to actually make it, have it make sense this year. But, it's basically the same game as last year, but like, hard for some reason. Like, I was tweeting, as like, all my first impressions, and like, I had 4 fights, and I don't know if you guys watch UFC, but I was George St. Pierre, who's been like
the best ever.
Yeah, right, exactly. I got submitted. They have a thing in there. I don't know if you guys used to play like old wrestling games where you had like it was like a King of the Hill type thing. You start with like shitty guys and you just keep like or like even like Mortal Kombat. It just had like, a ladder. You know, like you just moved up and up and up. So I do that, and I was getting submitted by like the crappiest guys in UFC, like guys who I don't even think are in the company anymore. Were like submitting
guys they made up for the video game
exactly, and like I was getting submitted like a minute and a half in, and I was just like, this is ridiculous. So I turned down the difficulty, and then it happened again. I feel like the only way that you can win that game, like win a fight in that, you have to stand up. Like, cause I kept going, like, you know, tackling and stuff like that, and I started getting some success, just standing up and just like punching the shit out of my opponent until like he just bled out and they had to call the fight. But
that sounds like my kind of fighting game. I don't like when the fighting games go like on the ground. Like that's why I don't like UFC or whatever, because they're like.
Yeah,
wrestling, like, exactly. Hugging each other on the ground. I'm like, I want to watch people get punched in the face.
Yeah, well, then this is definitely the game for you because, all right. like that's the only way. You have to stand up and just like trade punches. But like this one's a little better. There's too much submitting. But last year's like you just like punch somebody like twice and they would just like get KO'd. And last year there was no difficulty system. Everything was just one big like you know one skill level. This now they have four different ones. But it's just too easy to get submitted, and you can't really submit anybody in return. So it was kind of annoying, and then you can't play online. I couldn't play online because, you know, we just discussed that. But, you know, if you like the last year's game, this is definitely something you should check out, I guess. There's a lot more fighters. There's a lot more venues and stuff like that. But
I have a theory about why the game is so difficult for you.
What's up?
Because you didn't put in that code, and the game automatically
exactly.
like attacking you for like not
exactly. Oh, this is a rental. Yeah, this is
ten in a row. It says, "Would you like to buy the?"
Yeah, you ready to buy the code yet?
Huh? Yeah.
Enough, boy.
You done getting your ass beat?
But, at least it's not like Devil May Cry, like when you repeatedly lose and then it like suggests other difficulties for you. That was always the most embarrassing. That's like, oh wow, you are so bad. You should probably put it on easy, you little girl.
Yeah, I think God of War does that too, right?
Yeah. I definitely saw that screen.
Yeah, it was like you want to stop being a you want to be a pussy and play on beginner now.
Oh, try not sucking so hard next time.
You fucking suck. Go to easy.
It's like, would you like to play Barbie's Great Adventure instead?
But,
oh, man.
I think that's everything I played. I tried to get Mod Nation Racers, but Bailed. I think my Blockbuster guy stole it before. Because he's an asshole. No, I'm just kidding.
After you told him what the website was, I listened.
Yeah.
Hopefully he doesn't
have he could be listening right now.
Yeah. No, but in all honesty, though... he's cool.
Seriously, guy, you're a dick. Why'd you do that?
But, like, they only had one copy, but I was going to get Blur, but I'm kind of burnt out on racing games. I tried the Mod Nation Racer demo, and it was pretty cool. But it was
they have a demo?
Yeah, it was really shallow. Like, you couldn't really do anything. They gave you, like, you can edit tracks, but they only gave you, like, X number of options to do. And the same thing with creating your own character and whatnot. I wish it was just more of, like, a open beta. You know what I mean? And you can just basically, not like having the full game, but having a lot more features than they gave you, because you really couldn't do anything with it.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's the closest kart racer to Mario Kart that I've seen ever. It plays just like it.
Speaking of Mario Kart, did you actually see the Blur commercials?
Yeah.
Those are awesome.
This is a big boys racing game or something like that.
Yeah, then they stole the Call of Duty font.
Yeah, exactly.
I suck at big boy racing games. I'm only good at like Mario Kart. Like when I tried to play, the only real racing game I tried to get into was Burnout Paradise, and I was like, this is so cool, you know, you get to crash, you know, and stuff like that, and I was just like, I can't even crash right. Like, Jesus Christ, I can't race and I can't crash. Like, what the hell is left for me to do?
That blue shell will fuck you in the ass every time.
Yeah, that thing sucks.
I hate
stop being in first place, Bobby. Try that.
Yeah, that's what you gotta do.
You try being an eighth the whole match and then get a blue shell back to back times.
Exactly.
A chain chomp and all that shit.
But I think that was basically all I've been playing. For some reason, I didn't go back to Braid. I have to still do that.
But, I have to buy.
It's because Jonathan Blow's a douche. I said it.
I love that game. I don't necessarily disagree with you.
Oh, I also played some random Xbox game. I can't remember the name of it.
That game's my favorite. Did you get to the end yet?
Not yet. As you can tell, we prepare for our podcast.
No spoilers. Oh my god.
I forget what it was. Let me see. I'm going.
It was just some Xbox game. You guys know what I'm talking about.
You know your friend. He's gonna turn on you.
it's Evil Dead: A Fistful of Boomstick.
Oh, nice.
And
it's Boomstick in a title of a video game.
Yeah, it's
dude. Yeah, you ever seen the Evil Dead movies?
I say Boomstick all the time, but I never knew people use it.
You don't even know where it came from?
Oh, no, I just say Boomstick.
It was all right. I wouldn't.
You uncultured ass.
But yeah, that's basically.
I'll check out the Evil Dead movies. They're like really off. Really, they're like B movie horror movies.
They're really over the top.
Really silly. Yeah.
They're bad funny.
Yeah, he's got a chainsaw attached to his hand, the main character. It's pretty funny. And he has a shotgun, which he calls his boomstick. That's where you
get
the boomstick thing from.
Excellent.
But that's all I've been playing. And I'm ready to take a break, because I need something to drink.
Definitely. That was a long, long what you've been playing segment.
That was.
Yeah, it was probably my fault. Sorry, guys.
Oh, no worries. It's cool.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Red Dead Redemption.
We'll be right back with some news to get into before we... Then we'll close it out. So we'll stay tuned. We decided to really stop talking in between intermissions because that's usually the best stuff that we talk about. So we decided to come back really quick and get into news. This week Bobby's going to be running it because he has the stuff
in front of him.
He has it all tabbed out and I don't. So he'll be our news anchor for this episode.
I'm Ron Burgundy. Okay, never mind.
Stay classy, San Diego.
Anyway, semi-short news this week, despite all the amazing releases. First one is Half-Life 2 will now be coming out to Mac tomorrow. Very timely for us.
Hello, 2004.
Mac's finally caught up. Episode 1 and 2. Sweet. Episode 2 is amazing. Everyone should play it.
I kind of want to get it. That's the one that... It's the same thing that's on the orange box, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I started playing that. I don't know what happened, but I was, like, stuck somewhere. I don't know if it was, like, a glitch in my game, but, like, there was no place for me to go, and I just, like, stopped playing.
I've played this game so many times. I can probably help you. What part are you in?
To be honest, I can't remember. I'll check it out tonight, and I'll let you
know. Use the gravity gun.
Okay.
That's my advice.
I had so much fun using, like, the rail gun, the knife, then... Like the pipe where you shoot like things and they'd stick to the wall.
Yeah, it's like their version of the sniper rifle, basically.
Yeah, I had so much fun shooting that.
Yeah. The rod crossbow.
Yes, there it is.
It's such a cool game because like there's no cutscenes in it, so you're like always immersed.
Yeah.
And you know, like everything just happens like while you're controlling it. Cutscenes. Yeah, like I can't think of another game that does that. I'm trying, but I can't.
They're out there. Dead Space.
Yeah, that's true. My bad.
Yeah, but that always leads to, like, you dicking around during the cutscenes when, like, people are talking to you, and you're just, like, running around and, like, you know, hitting the use button or, like, picking up stuff in Half-Life and, like, throwing it at them.
Yeah, I wonder why are you still talking to me?
Yeah, right?
That's just me bunny hopping at the door waiting to get out. Just like, let me out.
Yeah.
That's cool. I mean, I know that you guys, as PC owners, have had the game for a while, but...
Yeah, us in the PC minority over here have enjoyed some of that.
But Arcox. I'll take a virus-free machine over.
Oh yeah, I think you just called. Ooh,
are we gonna go to blows about this?
I don't know enough about computers to even.
Oh, that's because you're a Mac user.
Exactly.
Oh. Well, that's not fair. I can build computers and I use a Mac.
I love my Mac.
So you just choose to lower yourself.
I'm just lazy, and I didn't feel like building a new one.
Right. No, I have nothing against PCs. I'm not one of those guys, but I think it's cool. I mean, I was really stoked for Steam to come to Mac finally. I think it should have happened a couple years ago.
I'm surprised. And then the sad realization that your little MacBook struggled.
Well, what it is, everything that I've downloaded has played except for Portal. But like, I knew going into that I wasn't going to be playing really high-end games on Steam to begin with, just because I do own a PlayStation 3 and a 360. So I feel like, you know, I'd rather play that on my 32-inch TV than on my, you know, on my regular.
Oh, okay, guy. Throw out numbers here.
No, I mean, obviously, you know, like, I'd rather play it on a big screen than my PC, computer screen. But you know, like for other games, all the other games I've downloaded, you know, I like playing the little indie ones because those are games that I really wouldn't, you know, be playing. Like, I don't have to play Modern Warfare or Just Cause on my computer because I have my 360 and stuff. I mean, not that I'm bashing people who play it on there, because it's probably just as fun, if not even more fun, using a mouse and keyboard. But
it is.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure it is. I know that, like, you usually with those games, correct me if I'm wrong, but, like, you know, usually source codes get released and you can do stuff to the games.
Yes.
So that's pretty sick. I mean, trust me, if I could build a PC from like the ground up and have it be awesome, I'm sure I would. But right now, my wallet can't really afford that right now. But maybe sometime in the future.
The thing with MacBooks is, like, you pay like twice as much for like half the power that I have in my computer.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't understand, so I don't know.
I think you pay for the ease of use. There's no drivers you have to deal with.
Yeah,
there's
exactly. There's no this isn't compatible.
Ease of use if you're like clinically retarded. Like, how?
Yeah, I think a lot of people over exaggerate how hard it is to operate a PC.
No, absolutely. It's not difficult to do that. But like,
graphics cards drivers were my bane of existence.
But I know for me, one of the big things that I hated was like this. Like if something's made for a Mac, it'll work on a Mac. And like, there's so much stuff where it's like you need, you know, this. Like, I know for a while when I had first gotten like my iPod, like iTunes only worked on XP, and I had ME, so I couldn't use it. Like, stuff like that just bugged me with PCs, because like so many different people are making stuff for PCs that not everything is compatible with each other. That was a big thing for me.
Have fun with Windows Movie Maker, bitch.
Yeah, I don't know, it's just like,
I do wish I had Final Cut. That is true. You got me there.
You could get Sony Vegas, which is pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just.
I will say, I use Photoshop at Marvel, and like I use different computers every day, but the ones like using a Mac for like Photoshop and like editing and stuff is like usually a lot easier, just because just the way that it's handled usually just makes things a lot easier in terms of, you know, specialty programs like that. But
yeah, I mean,
so I'll give you that.
Both.
Adobe was made on Mac platforms originally, so I think that's probably why it seems streamlined.
Both computers, whatever.
Can I get a both count right there? I think that
I got four boats right there. Four boats. Anyone else?
They both do. They do things well that the other one doesn't, and vice versa. You know, I always had a PC when I was growing up, but then we got our iMac, and I was just like hooked. You know, it's just.
So would you say that you had both a PC on that?
Yeah, you know what it was? I had a shitty Compaq, so that's probably why my feelings toward PC got soured, because we were in Best Buy like every other weekend cleaning that thing out. And I was running like an antivirus software and stuff like that, but I'm sure with time viruses will infect Macs just as much.
Once the install base becomes actually worth it, which it might not ever. Because there's just no reason to try and affect a Mac where your install base is like what, a third?
Yeah, that's right. Like, my girlfriend asked me yesterday. She was like, "Why don't Macs get viruses?" I was just, because people don't care enough to try and infect them yet.
Yeah,
it'll happen eventually. But I do agree that like so many people now just get Macs because they're trendy, and it's kind of lame. I don't know.
Yeah, you were there before it was popular.
Don't worry.
No, not really. I mean, we got our first one.
I'm just teasing.
Yeah, no, we got our first one at the end of 05 or 06, so we've had one for almost 4 years now. But I don't know. I like the built-in. You know, like I like the little stupid stuff. I like the built-in camera. I like just the ease of use personally. But you know, up until 2 weeks ago, you guys definitely had the edge in gaming by far. I mean, it wasn't even a contest, but you know, a high end.
I mean, yeah. Now that you guys got Half-Life 2, I mean, God.
Well, yeah. you know, eventually they'll even out, and we'll be getting the same games released.
Yeah. Yeah, I really hope they don't just like half-ass it for Mac. Exactly, because like, if they're gonna go do it, like, you'd make a real effort.
Yeah. Well, Valve obviously is not half-assing it, but who's to say whether like other companies are gonna start?
I think they'd be stupid to really half-ass it, because that just, you know, that's a whole nother, you know, I'm not gonna say demographic, but you know, like a whole nother install base.
Market now, share.
Exactly. Yeah. Perfect. Like, that's how many more millions of people now will their games reach. Like, for me personally, I never would have found that Madballs game if Steam wasn't available on, you know, on Mac. I actually tweeted that, like, it was a good game, and the guys, PlayBrains, I guess, like, searched for their game, and they found my tweet, and they retweeted me and stuff like that. I was going to be like, hey, nice. Let us play some games for free, but yeah. they didn't allow messages sent to them, so I was going to ask that over a tweet. I don't want to wear out my welcome, you know. But but hopefully the Mac gaming improves.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
We'll see.
First news story down. Let's move on to the second one.
On to the next one. The makers of Ratchet and Clank and Spyro and all those other great Sony games, Insomniac Games, will now, their next developed game will be on both the PS3 and the Xbox 360.
They did Crash Bandicoot too, right?
Naughty Dog.
I guess that's, yeah, it's pretty big news. I feel like a lot of people now are jumping ship.
Yeah, that seems to be the trend.
I think
you're
going to
make
sense.
More money.
Make more money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, I think we talked about that last week when we talked about Splinter Cell. I guess, like, a developer gets, you know, if they sign a contract to be exclusive, I guess they get paid. I wonder if they get more of, like, the royalty or whatever, because they're obviously not going to be making as much if it's, really, you know, catering to half the market.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, well, Microsoft cut the deal with them.
Yeah, definitely. Just like with DLC and stuff like that too.
They have
yeah.
so much money.
I know. I wonder who has more. I'm guessing Microsoft.
Oh, Microsoft Sony, buys. Yeah. Oh, I think Microsoft willing to spend it.
Yeah.
When Sony is.
Well, like Sony does a lot more than just. I guess with Windows, I guess you can't really compete with Windows, but like, you know, Sony has like TVs, camcorders.
Yeah,
Sony computers, which run
Sony
on Windows.
Yeah, but that's true. So I guess whenever you buy a Sony, you're actually helping Microsoft
also. Yeah, they get a kickback.
Yeah, man.
But, like, the PS3 just got the first map pack for Call of Duty, like, last week.
Oh, wow, really?
Crazy.
It's terrible. I would be so mad if I did, because Microsoft paid for a timed exclusive release on both DLCs that are coming out, but I'd be so mad if I was a PS3 owner.
Well, you really can't complain because you're not even paying for online, so what the hell?
That's true.
Not yet.
You already missed $50 right there, so.
Mm-hmm. Unless they announce it at E3, which is possible.
Yeah. Well, I know also, like, the sales for the PS3 version of Call of Duty don't even come close to the sales of on the 360. And I'm sure that Activision knew that, and that's why they did that.
PS3 online is shitty.
Yeah.
I own a PS3, and I can say that, so.
Yes. Okay.
I once had a PS3, so I can say that.
I'm sure the next thing, Killzone?
I can go to that one.
You want to go to that?
Yeah, sure. The first three Killzone screens were officially released, and the game was announced.
More beautiful than they could have ever, like, actually be produced, like, in the second one?
They actually look kind of shitty.
Really?
Really.
There's a guy who can fly, though. That's kind of cool, I guess.
I think Killzone is by far... I won't say by far, but I think that is definitely the top five best-looking games I've ever seen in my life.
There's jetpacks, so I think they just copied Halo.
Yeah.
Who copied everyone else, so I think they're just always going to start copying each other. Generic Shooter 7 is coming out next week.
What's that phrase? Good artists are inspired, great artists steal?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like
that. Trying if you're cheating. Or whatever the hell that goes.
Okay. I'm looking forward to Killzone 3. I love the second one. I know a lot of people. I think the hype really killed that game, because so many people right out of the gate were like, "It's gonna suck."
CG video actually, I think, killed it.
But just like,
yeah,
they came really close to it though. I'll give them credit for that.
Oh yeah, like I said, that game is just freaking amazing looking. Like, I sometimes just put it in just to look at it, you know, just to watch it play.
It's kind of weird.
You need help, man.
That's weird. All right.
I didn't love the game. I won't say I loved it. I really liked it. The one thing I didn't like about it was the... I think a lot of people had that gripe with it. Like the kickback, the delay, whatever, from when you shot. Do you remember that?
Yes. That's probably why I didn't like it.
Yeah. But I think after a while, you got used to it. It had great online.
Yeah, they had one of the best online modes.
Yeah, by far. Yeah. It was a blast to play online.
Yeah, the rotating playlist is such an awesome idea. I wish more games did it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was just, I don't know, I think it's definitely the best shooter on the PS3. It's definitely a lot better than, like, the Resistance series and Mag. Mag totally, like, I was so pumped for Mag, and it kind of just...
I remember you telling me for weeks to buy it.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to it.
But, I was like, nah, I'm good.
I thought that game had a lot of potential.
It did, but like, you know what it is? They sold the idea of playing 64 on 64. Or no, 128 on 128, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But you never really felt like you were in that huge... Because, like, it was divided. Like, you know, if you were in squad A, you only played on this part of the map. If you were in B, you played on this side of the map or whatever. So you never really got that feeling of like, a huge war. But,
yeah.
It was all right. It wasn't terrible. I won't say I hated it, but I haven't played it in a little while. But Killzone 3, definitely looking forward to it.
There's no date that I saw, but it's coming out.
I would say
more details at E3.
I'd be shocked if it comes out in spring. I'm gonna say it's gonna probably come out in November because I don't think it really wants to go up against Gears.
Well, they're gonna end up going up against Halo, so they're kind of fucked either way.
That's true.
No, next year. You're talking about, right?
What?
Are you talking about 2011 or 2010?
Well, I was thinking if it comes out this, like, you know, within, like, you know, the year, I would say it's probably November. But it's probably not enough time, though.
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't know how long they're in, you know, how long it's been in development. But, you know, that's a tough area. So they may even just hold off because, like you said, like, you got the new Call of Duty game
coming Microsoft out. Has the shooter next year pretty much pinned.
Yeah.
And between right, two big releases.
Yeah, Halo, then right into Gears. Maybe, when is Gears? That's April?
April 11th, I think the day, or April 7th.
So maybe a summer release for Killzone?
Maybe.
Like around this time next year?
Mm-hmm. Possibly.
That would be a good time. I think more games should start being released, like, outside of that holiday release window. Because, like, there are so many games that come out. Like, that's usually when I buy the most games. And if, like, I had seen those games that, like, that fell by the wayside come out, like, later, like, in the summer when nothing is out and I just have a ton of money that I haven't spent on anything, I would have loved to have gotten it then, but...
Yeah. That's why, like, we're still feeling the effects now of Modern Warfare 2 coming out. Because all, like, so many of these games were supposed to come out last holiday season, but they got pushed back because they knew nobody was going to be playing anything but Call of Duty. And that's why, like, the first half of this year has been, like, so, like, tumultuous.
Oh, excellent word choice.
Thank you.
That's good.
That's made it look like I actually educated for once. Thank you. Next story. Rock Band 3. At the end of the demo, they just, because, you know, they show, like, the little icons of each instrument. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The last instrument was piano.
So stupid.
Was that good for, like, what, like, crappy synth pop and, like, Latin music? Is that it?
Or just Billy Joel songs?
Beethoven.
Yeah, right, Billy Joel.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait to do Piano 3, Man.
Billy Joel.
Just what I need, another piece of plastic to clutter up my living room,
how much
finally.
I know, how much do they have to charge that?
I would say 90 bucks.
But
100?
Dude, the drums are going to come with it, a guitar is going to come with it, a microphone is going to come with it, and then a piano?
Yeah, they normally come with, like, two. They normally, like, come out and they're like 150
between 150
and 200.
Well, I'm sure they'll probably offer just a piano version because at this point, I think, $50. Yeah, I know I have everything. I have a guitar and drums and mic and stuff. So I'm guessing by this point that most people have that. So
I have maybe, like, 8 guitars.
Yeah. Right. Like.
I could start a mini, like, orchestra band thing. Rock Band or violin orchestra.
Yeah,
I think the interesting question is how are they gonna do it? Are they gonna, like, add a stand, like, you know, like the DJ Hero style, or are they gonna go, like, full keytar kind of thing?
Keytar, I can actually get behind.
Or is it gonna be, like, stupid little dumbass like Fisher Price piano? Yeah, play school piano.
Yeah,
I can't. Oh man,
I want a microphone attachment so I can, like, piano bar it up.
Oh.
It's
that would be good. They do sell Rock Band mic stands.
Yeah.
In case you're really pathetic and you can't have someone else, you know, you can't, you don't have another friend to sing with you, so you got to do both. You're both by yourself.
I don't know. I think Rock Band at this point is just good enough just for DLC. Like, I think that game can stand on its legs and with just DLC. I mean, there's so
many. No, you know, the thing, I think the thing is that, like, when during the holiday season, like, mom needs, like, a big stupid thing to put under the Christmas
tree. Exactly.
Timmy.
To that. Yeah.
Timmy doesn't want to open download codes and to have mom tell him to go get your favorite songs on the Rock Band network. He wants another big stupid piece of plastic.
Yeah. I know that I'm dumb buying Rock Band stuff. I got the Beatles one because I'm a big Beatles fan, but I'm done now with
I was done after the first one. I was
Guitar Hero. No, Rock Band 1 was the last one I bought of all the instruments.
Yeah, no, actually, I never bought a full band kit. I got Guitar Hero 3. Was that the one? Yeah. With, like, Slash on the cover.
Yeah.
So I got that for the guitar, and then I just bought a drum set, and that's it. And, like, it was, like, for, like, $9. It was, like, the used mics at GameStop.
Nice.
I embarrassingly bought Guitar Hero Aerosmith for the guitar when it was on clearance at Target for like $20 because I was like, I really need a wireless guitar. So had kind of embarrassing taking that up to the checkout counter. Like, I love Aerosmith.
Anyway,
did you hear that for the new Guitar Hero game, they're not having like playable characters like celebrities because of all the lawsuits they got?
Yeah, because of the Kurt Cobain fiasco.
I
think Kurt Cobain, as a person, would have been totally down with that, and he would have been like, "Yeah, I love music, man. I'll sing whatever. I don't even care."
Yeah, it was Courtney Love, that slut.
Yeah, well, you know, that Courtney Love is just, you know, is
she's not a person.
Herself.
She's a robot. I believe.
Have you seen
that.
Her Twitter? Have you seen her Twitter account?
No,
I have not, but I will after.
It's like
the podcast.
It's like a person who speaks English as a second language. I swear to God.
Awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Anyway, Halo Reach got official date. September 14th is the worldwide launch, except for Japan, because they said fuck Japan. So,
that was in mark your calendars.
Yes.
Is Halo big in Japan? Because I know like the Xbox isn't like really taken seriously in Japan.
It's getting bigger.
It does better than other shooters, but it's, you know, it's still not that great.
Yeah, because I know they're really into like the, you know, the PS3 and Wii.
So just to give you an idea of how many people bought ODST just to play the beta, 2.7 million people played the beta.
Wow.
They did not sell that many copies of ODST when it was relevant and came out.
You know what? I bought ODST to play the beta, and I didn't play the beta. I was like getting... I thought it was fine, but I think it was... It must have been like 2 days ago. I was like... I had nothing to do. It was like my day off, and I was like, oh, I really want to check out, you know, the Reach beta. And I go online, and it's like, and it's over. And I'm like, what the hell is this?
Microsoft is really smart like that by like packing that kind of stuff in, just like with Crackdown and stuff like that.
I bought Crackdown for the beta, and then I fell in love with Crackdown.
Exactly. Like, yeah. That's like they do that really smart. I think that's such a smart idea to do it like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They've also done the smart thing of not putting it with a shitty game. Like, they put it with Crackdown, which was really good, but probably not a lot of people would have bought, but a lot of people ended up loving anyway.
Yeah, I'm really curious what did the Halo beta ever go public? I can't remember. No, okay.
No.
So I wonder after the beta ended, what the sales figures are for Crackdown. Like just standing on it, it's like not having that like, incentive,
well,
you know what I mean? Like,
well,
I
probably not that good, just because it was months after Crackdown was out.
Yeah, I like that.
No game really sells well that much.
Yeah,
that's
true.
After.
Yeah, that's true.
People really probably just bought used.
Yeah, I'm really curious of like how that game would have done, because it's a fun game, and I'm curious to see, like, you know, if Halo wasn't attached to it, how that would have done, because Halo ODST still would have sold through the roof, I'm sure, because it's Halo.
Yeah.
You know, I guess that's one that no one will really ever know. But.
Impossible to say.
Yeah.
Anyway, the final news story, and potentially the biggest, would be that two of Microsoft's head executives, Jay Allard and Robbie Bach,
died. They died.
Figuratively, they died from Microsoft. They both left. Just said, fuck it, I'm out. Jay Allard was one of the top men behind the Xbox and the Xbox 360.
And the Zune.
It's interesting. Zune. Yeah,
Zune. Great bang-up job.
Yeah, that's probably why he left in his shame.
That really took on the iPod very well.
Two out of three ain't bad, you know.
Yeah. It's just interesting that after being there, because Bach was the president of Microsoft's Entertainment and Devices division. After he was there for 22 years, and he's leaving right before Natal and the Windows 7 phone. Windows Phone 7.
Interesting. Did you say, when we talked about this before, you said they were retiring?
Yeah, quote-unquote retiring in his memo.
All right, well, I'm going to call a shenanigans on that, because if I did some, I did the math, I checked the stats. If Wikipedia can be believed, then Jay Allard is only 41.
How old's Robbie Bach?
Robbie Bach, 1 second.
He's been with Microsoft for 22 years, and he has decided to retire.
He's Robbie 29. Bach. He's 29 years old. He's been with this company since he was 8.
He actually is Microsoft.
This is his middle name.
But apparently there's no real worries at Microsoft, because they're just a giant, hungry...
Yeah, they're a machine.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. There's not really much on Jay Allard, his leaving. He was previously on sabbatical, and then he just said, I'm just done, donezo.
I wish I was able to do that. Still have a shitload of money. So just, like, quit my job.
Yeah, Xbox is like an inhale. I think that's what I'll remember him for most. Just saying that over and over again before the Xbox came out. It's like an inhale.
Oh, because it goes up?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Because if you look at the 360, it's an inhale. It's a breath in from the Xbox.
Well, you know how we were talking about Pac-Man earlier?
Yeah.
A software firm estimated that $120 million was lost in $120 worth of productivity was lost during Google Pac-Man.
Yeah, like, people went from 17 seconds on the Google homepage to like 54 seconds or something.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Once you see it, you're like, 17 seconds to type in something on Google. I think that's a bigger story.
Yeah,
you kind of hard stuff for 17 typing? Seconds.
Use one finger for everything.
Use your nose to type.
That's all I have for news.
That's it.
You know, I didn't really think of, like, the... When I heard that they were both stepping down, I was like, oh, you know, whatever. People quit all the time. But, like, when you said that this is right behind the wake, like, right in the wake of, you know, Natal about to be launched, I was like, you know, what does that say in their confidence about the product? Like, yeah, that they weren't even willing to stick around. They weren't even willing to stick around and make a couple of extra bucks on the thing. Like, because it's going
like to
come out.
Make sure the project turns out okay.
Yeah, right. They were just like
working on for years.
Yeah, they're like, we're done right now. We don't even want to be involved with this the impending shitstorm that is Project Natal.
I was really like blown away by Natal, but now I'm not really interested in it. I think I personally like Move more than Natal. I like having. I don't like that they don't have a controller to hold in your hand for Natal. You know what I mean?
That always brings me back to the PS3 commercial.
Yeah,
with
exactly,
that guy.
Exactly. That's
pew,
what I was
pew,
yeah.
Pew, pew.
I don't like it.
So good, so brilliant.
Like, that was a good commercial.
I feel like the Move uses the PS3 Eye anyway, so it's basically like Natal, but like you have something in your hand. You know what I mean? Like. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I prefer to like be you know the commercial they always show Natal and the girl's like driving on her couch, but she's just holding like her two hands up, like that's just like, embarrassing.
And she's shifting with her other hand.
Yeah, like I feel like it's not gonna work as great as they say it's gonna be. You know, as good as it looks, but I guess we'll find out in November.
Yeah.
But that's it. I don't think I really want to go through all the releases that are coming out.
No, we're already running long in the tooth here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure.
I just wanted to add one thing really quick. I think everyone should head over to twitter.com/irrationalgames and you can find the original BioShock pitch, the pitch document, like what they took to publishers, like to shop around the game.
What,
and
what
I think
was
it's
it
really,
again?
It's
Irrational Games.
Yeah, twitter.com/irrationalgames. Yeah, it's the original pitch document for BioShock, the first BioShock.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of interesting. It's like what they took to publishers to say, like, oh, we're making this game. This is why you should support it. It's cool to just look at and see, like, how the game has changed from, like, the original, what they set out to do and what it is now.
Yeah, so I remember listening to their podcast when it when before BioShock came out, just about like how many like all the changes that they went through when they first started making BioShock. It's just like it's insane how different that game like could have been.
You can also head over to irrationalgames.com. It has it on the webpage, the homepage.
Or that.
Yes.
Either one.
We can put that in the show notes.
While we're talking about Twitter, we should probably... I'm going to plug our new Twitter page.
It's just, all our three followers.
Yeah, I'm one of them, so...
Me too.
I'm about to be another.
So it's twitter.com/warpzonegaming. I was trying last night to figure out how to just, like, link our Twitter account to the blog, so whenever we post something, it just went right to Twitter.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, I couldn't.
so yeah, the Facebook page is doing better with 21 people.
Exactly, and we also have a Facebook group now.
Which is facebook.com/WZGaming, I think.
Yeah, I think it's some... I mean, just looking at the URL I'm looking at right now, it's nothing easily sayable. I'm not sure if that one works.
So just so if you have Facebook, just search for The Warp Zone. In your little search bar, and we also now have a email address that you guys can send questions and complaints or whatever you want to send to us. Anything right now is welcome, because the only thing in our inbox is from Gmail itself and from our Twitter asking us to confirm our Twitter account, which I still haven't done.
I did it.
All right, there we go. So we could probably delete that now. But the email is warpzonegaming@gmail.com. So send us questions for the for next week's show, because I think that'd be cool.
Finally on this whole email thing.
Yeah.
Seems pretty cool.
We're just getting on board. I think it's really going to take off, this email thing. So, that's it before we keep rambling like we always do. Kenny, I personally want to thank you for jumping on, because I remember back in December, it was us, you know, me, you, and Bobby trying to figure out what we wanted to do with this, so it's cool to finally have you on board.
Yeah, it was fun. I had a good time. Thank you for having me.
Anytime you'd like to come back.
Yeah.
All right.
We do this, I guess, every Tuesday.
That seems to be our new day.
Yeah.
All right.
So, thank you guys, as always, Bobby and Tom.
A lot of fun.
And here's to 5 weeks in a row of doing a show.
Hoorah!
So,
that was the most lackluster woo ever.
Yeah. Woo. So, I'm going to go try... I'm debating on either watching 24 or trying Alan Wake. I'm kind of leaning towards 24 because I think... I don't want to play Alan Wake at night.
Oh, just give it a shot.
Ooh, woman. You sound like a bitch.
Oh, I am a bitch. So, all right, so you guys have a great week, and we'll meet back here next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Pipistrelo channel.
Yeah, Pipistrelo.
Pipistrelo
channel. Check out the blog for... we're going to try and put up... Me and Bobby, I think, about doing a joint review of Red Dead... we'll try and have, what else? Super Mario Galaxy up ASAP.
And I, actually, breaking news, I may or may not have a post about possibly quitting WoW.
Oh, wow. So,
yeah.
Make sure you check out every day to see if Tom quits
WoW. Exactly.
So, yeah. Thanks a lot, guys, and we'll see you in 7 days.
See Adios.
Ya. Bye.